What's up, everybody? I'm Eric with Wise Guys Vids on YouTube. I'm super excited to be here. This is the very first episode of my brand new channel dedicated to the paranormal, mysterious deaths, and cold cases. This video is near and dear to me because it happens to be from my very own hometown. I'd just like to say thank you to my friends and family for supporting and encouraging this dream. Now let's get into it. Now it's pretty unlikely that my exit didn't already give me away, so I'm going to go ahead and explain up front. I'm from southwestern Virginia, which is here. So after graduating high school, I joined the United States Navy, and after 13 years of service, returned to my home community. Having been all over the world, my heart has always been here, and it drew my wife and I back here to raise our children. In fact, I'm from a small town called Abingdon, Virginia. Nestled in the heart of the Appalachian Mountains, the small town is a beautiful landscape with a long and mystifying past. And that brings us to today's story, A Haunting at the Inn. In 1760, what was to become Abingdon received its first name, Wolf Hills, named after an encounter of wolves by none other than Daniel Boone. From 1765 until about 1770, there was only one public road passing through the area. Known as the Great Road, this path passed directly by a small fort. Captain Joseph Black had erected this fort with help from the neighbors, near his residence, for the protection of the community from attacks by the Cherokee. This fort was called Black's Fort and was used as the name for the area until 1777. Black's Fort was then incorporated into Abingdon in 1778, named after its sister town, said to be Abingdon-on-Thames, the ancestral home of Martha Washington in Oxfordshire, England. Abingdon is historically known to be one of the most haunted places in America, and to that end, the Martha is probably one of the most prolific, the hotel known as the Martha Washington Inn. Now, the central portion of this beautiful hotel was built as a private mansion in 1832 for General Francis Preston. Shortly before the Civil War and after the death of the Prestons, the mansion became an elite college for women named for Martha Washington, the first lady. During the Civil War, the school became a makeshift hospital. The ghosts. Tradition has it that Union Captain John Stoves, gravely injured, was carried by soldiers through the cave system under Abingdon and up a secret stairway to the third floor of the hotel. Captain Stoves lay wounded in what is now room 403. For weeks, a young student named Beth nursed and cared for him. She eventually found herself falling in love with the brave captain, and he felt the same. Often Beth would play the violin to ease his pain and suffering, but their love was not to last for long. As he lay dying, he called, "Play something, Beth. I'm going." Unfortunately, Beth was too late to escort him out with a song because he died suddenly. Beth tearfully played a southern melody as a tribute to him. When a Confederate officer entered and explained that he was taking Captain Stoves as a prisoner, Beth faced him triumphantly and said, "He's been pardoned by an officer higher than General Lee. Captain Stoves is dead." Beth died only a few weeks later from typhoid fever. The two are now eternally trapped in that time in the Martha forever. The truly haunting part is that Beth's violin can often be heard on the third floor near the room where the captain was said to have passed. The musical sounds are sometimes accompanied by ghostly apparitions who wander the inn at night. Many of the female students who later attended the college, as well as inn employees and guests, have heard Beth's sweet violin music in the night, as well as reporting that Beth visits room 403 to comfort her Yankee soldier. The reappearing bloodstain. A young Confederate soldier in Abingdon was assigned to carry important papers about the location of the Union Army to General Robert E. Lee. He was hopelessly in love with a young woman at the college. Knowing the risk he was facing, the soldier had to say farewell to his lady love before leaving. The soldier traveled through the cave system underlying Abingdon and used a secret stairway to enter the college. As the soldier was saying goodbye to his love, two Union officers came up the stairs and found them. With no way to escape, the young Confederate soldier was shot dead, his blood staining the floor. The remarkable part about this is that through the years, the bloodstain continues to appear. Carpets over the area often develop mysterious holes over the stains. Even after the floors have been refinished, the stain continues to reappear. The Phantom Horse. It's said that the horse belonging to Captain James Wyatt, the Union soldier who burned the courthouse in town, waits for his master outside the front steps. The man was shot as he tried to escape down Church Street. He died the next day in Stonewall Jackson Girls' School. On moonless nights, the horse has been said to roam the grounds, searching for his owner and awaiting the call to ride home. The Angry Spirit in the Tunnel. A tunnel once connected the Martha Washington Inn with the Barter Theater just across the street. The entrance on the inside has been closed off for years, but the section below the theater is still used to run electrical cables. Actors who used the tunnel to walk between the inn and the theater in the 1930s and 40s reported encountering a malevolent entity. They were said to feel a strong, evil presence. The spirit is believed to be either a man who was killed when the tunnel collapsed in 1890, or a Confederate soldier who used the tunnel to smuggle ammunition out of the inn's basement during the Civil War. And with that, we come to the conclusion of this video. Would you be brave enough to stay at the inn? For more information on these locations, see the link in the description down below. If you enjoyed this video, please give us a like and subscribe and share it out. It honestly means so much for the support. If you have ideas for more content like this, please let us know.